Remember when Zoom was a novelty? Yeah, me neither. So how do we battle online burnout? I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, a Wichita group works to end a stereotype about elections and young voters.
I read that the history for young people voting is not much of a history.
But first, in March, I was happy to take part in Zoom happy hours and stream live concerts at home. But after 6 months of ceaseless online meetings, the idea of spending my free time watching virtual galas and fundraisers has lost its appeal. Our own Stephen Bisaha went to find out what organizations are doing to combat our online fatigue and draw us back to the screen.
Here's a Zoom tip you probably haven't heard before. Take a marker, draw some googly eyes on a pair of sticky notes, and put them by your webcam.
That's my own hack. But it reminds you where to look.
Holly Mulcahy is the Wichita Symphony's concertmaster and partner in audience engagement. She's been leading the symphony's Zoom recitals, typically attracting more than 60 people each week. She says to keep an audience coming back, public speaking skills like eye contact are just as important virtually.
Absolutely. I think more so. Because it's really hard. You can't get all the body language. You can get about half of it. Not that your feet do any of the talking, but the more people in a call, the smaller you get.
Mulcahy's biggest tip comes down to directly engaging with viewers, using chat features, polls. She encourages her viewers to send in personal photos inspired by the music. Really, anything to keep the event from being one-sided.
Until you have that kind of engagement with the audience, they're there passively, and this puts them there actively.
As for actually getting people to sign up for the event, the symphony relies on the usual tactics like email and social media. But the symphony's marketing manager, Arlie McCormick, says she's been having a surprising amount of success with one of the oldest forms of marketing, word of mouth.
Because before it'd be like, you should really go to the symphony. And then the process after that is researching it, buying a ticket, getting ready, going to the hall. Whereas right now, someone could literally just say, hey, I'm going to this virtual recital. Here's a link. And they attend it from the comfort of their home.
As for that online event fatigue, well, it might just be bad online event fatigue. At least that's Ed O'Malley's theory. He's the president of the Kansas Leadership Center.
You know, if you had boring meetings before, and now you try to do these on Zoom, they're going to be even more boring.
He says our expectations for online events have gone up since March. The Kansas Leadership Center says it's consistently bringing in good-sized audiences for its virtual events. Some of its bigger events have been getting as many as 300 people. And one of O'Malley's big tips for keeping that quality up, tech support.
We assumed we could have less staff involved and do all these virtual events. We learned quickly that was incorrect. We needed actually more staff engagement. You know, if it's an in-person event and the mic goes down, somebody can yell for a few minutes until the mic gets fixed. In a virtual event, if something goes wrong technology-wise, you're down.
Basically, make sure you have someone taking care of the tech stuff, because 6 months into the pandemic, we're all tired of telling the host that their mic is still muted.
That was KMEW's Stephen Bisaha. A momentous election is less than 50 days away, and a local group is working hard to register young voters. The Wichita Community Voting Coalition is holding a series of drive-through registration events on Saturdays this month. It's part of a nationwide effort to engage young people in the election process. KMUW's Carla Eccles went to the kickoff event last Saturday and has more for this month's In the Mix.
With clipboards in hand, masked volunteers are strategically placed across the parking lot that's dotted with orange cones. Drivers are registering from their cars. 28-year-old police officer Travis Dorian completes his forms.
Why'd you register to vote today?
I just felt like it was my patriotic duty to do so.
Have you registered before?
No, this is my first time.
Why, Travis? Why now?
I guess when I was younger, I didn't think these issues affected me. But now that I'm older and wiser, I feel like it's affected me a little bit more now.
And Dorian says the registration process was easy.
I thought it was a lot more complex of a process than what it actually was, so I wish I would have known that years ago.
Organizer Maggie Thompson is all about keeping it simple. She says all that's needed to register to vote is a driver's license or the last four digits of one's social security number. She says she's passionate about getting young people to the polls.
I read that the history for young people voting, it's not much of a history. As a rule, young people do not vote. They think that their vote doesn't count, but I'm telling you, your vote counts. When you fill out that ballot of who you want to elect, that vote is counted, along with somebody 70, 50, or 40.
18-year-old Destiny Kemp is a volunteer and also registering for the first time to vote in November.
I just feel like more young people like my age, like, I know that they feel like their voices aren't heard. And I used to feel that way, but like I feel like, you know, a vote can make a difference.
That's why Liliana Riverda, who's part of the NAACP Youth Council, is volunteering. Although at 16, she can't vote, she believes in getting others registered.
Well, it's just important to have some representation and to have your opinions heard. Whether you're like a Democrat or Republican, it's important that you vote for someone who believes what you believe in.
Riverda hands a registration form through the car window to 21-year-old Wichita State student Jasmine Burks.
Oh my gosh, it is extremely important to vote because a lot of things are happening in the world, and in order for us to make a change, we need to vote. We need to do a lot of stuff, but voting is a great start.
A great start, says Wichita District 1 Council member Brandon Johnson. He says people in office are making decisions that impact the future of young people.
I tell people specifically here in Wichita, you have folks that are 40, 50, 60 making decisions for your future. And if you're not engaged in voting for them or talking to them, then they may make a decision that's detrimental to your future and you didn't have any input in it. So not only should you engage them and try to get them to change their views to be more reflective of what you see, but you should also be running for office.
Carla Echols shares thoughtful stories about race and culture every month on In the Mix. The voter registration events continue for the next two Saturdays at the Hughes Metropolitan Complex. October 13th is the last day to register to vote. And one last thing. Remember when your mom used to say, "Well, this is why we can't have nice things"? She might have been speaking about the Keeper 150 project. The public art program from Together Wichita has placed beautifully painted Keeper of the Plains statues in city parks. It's been a small bright spot in an otherwise gloomy 2020. So, of course, one was vandalized and another spray-painted with graffiti. Note to the knuckleheads involved. Hands off. Let us enjoy some nice things for a change. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Fove, Stephen Basaha, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.